I said I'd leave my wash up until tomorrow, but actually I think I'm going to do it now, just very quickly. Have you ever heard a quick boo from me? So I just spent the last half an hour playing around with Pages and VoiceOver on my MacBook Air. And I think it was a relatively successful session. I now know the shape of Pages. I know the layout of its menu system. I know how to do very rudimentary tasks in it. There were some frustrations, like the fact that I'm not totally sure how to keep some text selected and then find the formatting bits at the same time. I'm not sure how to know whether some text is formatted, as it didn't seem to tell me. However, those are all things I can learn. I did manage to start a new document, type in it, hopefully make the title bold, save it somewhere sensible, and exit, which I think is pretty good going. I think that's probably my best one so far. One thing I wanted to very quickly touch on, though, is that I find myself wanting to imagine what's in front of me in a visual way. And I'd be really interested to know whether other people who have learnt to use screen readers whilst still having some useful vision, whether they have encountered the same thing, really. First of all, have they learnt to use a screen reader in the way that I'm trying to do it, i.e. turning off the screen? And am I going about it the right way? Is this silly, or is it sensible actually to really focus on the screen reader? And secondly, is it okay to try and imagine the screen visually? I mean, part of the way that one uses gestures leans towards understanding the screen layout. You know, you're running your finger over screen elements, so you're understanding that one is above the other rather than next to the other, or whatever it happens to be. But is this hindering me, or is it helping me? Jury's out for me, but I would be really interested to know what other people think on this. And then also, just sort of finally, whilst Jackie Rumble has very helpfully provided me with some audio transcriptions, I think, of basically sort of help files on using VoiceOver, which will be really handy, which I will definitely have a read through. Is there an order that I should be doing this in? Am I silly to jump ahead when I found something's difficult already? Should I be mastering those first, even though it causes me enormous frustration when I then can't do those things? Should I be carrying on and doing things that I can do? Will some of those sort of early things come in time? And whilst I take the point that the only way to learn keystrokes is by doing them, this is so chicken and egg. How do I do them without knowing them? That would be interesting. So basically, any feedback that any screen readers, screen reader users even, can give me, particularly VoiceOver users, would be very much appreciated. But in the meantime, hope that you are enjoying listening to me struggle to use VoiceOver, and that my audio entries are at least of some interest. I realise that they are still rather long. I hadn't realised that I'd used so much time, and I now need to leap out of bed, quite literally feed the dog, and head off to work. Speak to you soon.